Now, here's a candidate who is on no one's list of probable winners, so far as we know, the Reverend Al Sharpton, running for the Democratic Party's nomination for president and complaining that no one seems to be taking him seriously. In a recent campaign appearance, he was asked whether the president should oppose marriage for homosexuals.
I wanted you to ask the follow-up so I can get the extra minute. Yes. The answer is no. I think that we have gone too far in trying to do what we cannot do. Let presidents do what presidents have the authority to do. We can preach on Sundays, but let's give America the right legislation Monday through Saturdays.
The Reverend Al Sharpton. We're joined every Monday by Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley to offer opinions and analysis. Morning, Mike. And now
morning,
Al Sharpton.
Alex.
Hi. Al Sharpton complains he's not being taken seriously because he's black. Does he have a point there?
He has a point, but not the one he thinks he has. In fact, if he was a white minister from New York who'd never held public office before, he would be getting even less attention than he is getting. He's getting a fair amount.
Well, he says he's not being taken seriously. Who should we take seriously among these candidates, and who decides that?
Well, it's a really tough question. What are the rules about this? Hundreds of people run for president every year. It's easier than running for governor of California. What do you do if you're a journalist or a voter?
Which is pretty easy these days.
Right. That's the lowest test. The basic rule is simple to state in theory, but harder in practice. A candidate should be taken seriously if he or she has a serious chance of winning. But there are some problems here. Who can tell this far before the election who actually has a chance of winning? Number two, the decision becomes self-fulfilling. If we decide that Sharpton or someone else has a serious chance, we take him seriously as the press, and he gets attention, or she. If we write them off and don't cover them, they don't get attention, and they're not serious. And the third problem is reporters really don't like to make this kind of decision because it puts them in the position of affecting the story they're supposed to be covering.
Which we're not supposed to do.
Of course not.
Well, so here's the question. Michael Kinsley, you can decide this for all of us. Should we take Al Sharpton seriously?
Sharpton has two real disadvantages, which I think indicate he shouldn't be taken that seriously. One is he's never held elective office before, and I do think in the case of a president, that's a pretty good first-level test. If they've never held public office at any level before, they've got a hard burden to overcome. And the other thing is, he's a very good candidate now. You heard that soundbite. He's witty, intelligent, makes telling points. But he got his start with the Tawana Brawley case where he was really irresponsible, and that's hard to overcome.
This is, he supported the accusations, turned out to be false, that a prosecutor had raped this teenage girl.
Flagrantly false, and he had to have known that, I think.
Slate's Michael Kinsley, thanks for your opinions and analysis.